Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitova Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. I'm on the road now, so please forgive any additional noise. I'll try to do the best that we can in transit with all the bumps on the New York highways. Anyway, a Yungaman in the Kollel today gave me a very interesting angle to something that I've known but never really appreciated from the perspective that he suggested, and I'd like to share it with you this evening. We've mentioned here the brocha in Shmon Esrei es semach tovid avdechu, where we're mispalled to Hashem that the Mashiach should rise, the descendants of David HaMelech should rise, to bring about the Yeshua, to bring about the final redemption. And that brocha is the text of the brocha is ended with the words Ki Yeshuoscho Ki Vinu Kol Hayoyim. And what is the merit in which we ask that the Tzemach Dovid Avdecho should be Tatzmiach and that the Yeshua should come? Because for your Yeshua, we hope all day long, not kol yoyim, but kol hayoyim. And it seems from the Meforshim, they quote from the Arizal that one should have in mind all of the sorrows that they have when they say ki Yeshuoscho ki vinu kol hayoyim. And it's a skula that many people are helped with their own personal sorrows. But some say that when we say Yeshuoscho, we're not just talking about the Yeshua, the salvation, the help that you give us, but Lishuoscho means your own salvation. Your own salvation, your own help to yourself, which means what? Which means because when we have a problem, when we have a difficulty, when we have a challenge, when we are faced with very trying situations, not only do we need a Yeshua, but Hashem, who feels our pain, who feels our suffering, who feels for us, behold, Tzoroisim Loi Tzor, and all of our Tzoros, he has Tzar, maybe even more Tzar than we have. So we're also asking, Yeshuoscho Kivinu, we hope that your Yeshua, that you, from your pain, which you feel for us, And the Yeshua, you should also have a Yeshua to save, to be saved, to be spared from the pain that we feel because you feel our pain together with us. That's what we always assume that brocha refers to. So this younger man suggested to me something else. He says, maybe when we say Yeshuoscho Kivinu Kol Hayoyim, what we're saying is that for your Yeshua, we have hope. Why? Because when we hope to you, what we do is we cast our burden upon you. We're hoping to you. It's your problem. As the Pasuk says, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho, Uhu Yechalkalecho. Throw your burden, your pickle on Hashem, and he will sustain you. So in a sense, the Baal Bitochon, and even the Baal Kivoy, the one who is hopeful to Hashem and refuses to give up hope, is taking his sorrow and making it Hashem's sorrow. In other words, it's not only it's the Yeshua that I need for my Tzorah, and you also need a Yeshua for your Tzorah because you feel my Tzorah. No, it's completely your Tzorah. It's Lishuoscho to save you from your Tzorah. You need a Yeshua. Why? Because I have taken my Tzorah and cast it upon you and thrown it upon you and relied upon you. And therefore, it's not my Tzorah anymore. So when we say he suggested we're purely saying, Hashem, we are hoping all day long that you should have a Yeshua from the problems that we have cast upon you, that we have burdened you with, because we no longer have the problem, because we have taken that problem and put it on you. And that's really what the Pasuk says, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho. Throw that pickled sorrows that you have on Hashem. He'll sustain you. He'll take care of it. It's no longer yours. And I think that this has a lot of ramifications for the Baal Bitochen, because in reality, we know that the benefits to Bitochen, the major benefits are twofold. One is the influence upon the events of the future, and one is the Menuchas HaNefesh that we get, knowing that we are counting on Hashem to take care of our sorrows. But with that thought, what we're really saying is, I have a tzora, I have a challenge, I have a difficulty, and I'm counting on Hashem to take care of my difficulty, to even feel the pain of my difficulty, to consider it like it's also his difficulty. This idea, this possible pshat in Lishuos Chukvino Kol Yom says more than that. It says that it's not your problem. I no longer have the problem. There's a big emotional difference between I have a problem and I'm counting on you to resolve it. Well, you know something? I don't have a problem. I turned my problems over to you. It's now purely your problem. The Baal Bitochen is no longer burdened with the problem. When they asked the Goyin how to teach up Bitochen, he quoted the post, Gomol Alimo Gomol Nafshi, like a nursing baby that finishes nursing. And he has everything. He has no sense of any need for the future because he has everything. It's like there is no problem. The problem doesn't exist in his mind, in his lack of thinking, in his infantile conceptualization of what's going on. And that's really the way a Baal Bitochen can feel. I have no problem. It's all Hashem's problem now. It's not also Hashem's problem, but I have turned it over completely and totally to him, which is a deeper sense of relief, of peace of mind, of this. It doesn't even exist anymore. It's taken care of. It's taken care of because it was turned over to a higher authority. And I think that's a way of looking at it that can help us to feel even more menuchas hanefesh, to feel even more at ease, and memela to be feeling even more bitochen. But there's something else I wanted to mention too, which is related in a way, and that is the Beis Halevi. Says so many beautiful things in his Maimon on Bitochen, and one of the things he says that he brings what's said about the posuk when it says that Yosef. Slips my mind now. The posuk: Yosef had to stay 2 more years. Yosef had to stay 2 more years in the Beis Hashoah, and then Paro had a dream, and that dream got him out. Is that there was a gzeira that he was supposed to leave at a certain time. And Paro's dream was just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of executing that gzeira. In other words, we look at life, we say, well, I do my ishtadlus, and through my ishtadlus, I achieve that which I am supposed to achieve, that's what I want to achieve. And Hashem is making it happen. No, it isn't that way. The achievement is a gzeira from Hashem. This is what is supposed to be. And the Hishtadlus is only, he gives us that Hishtadlus to bring about that which he has already decreed for us to happen. Not that we do the Hishtadlus and that brings about but the decree is there. The result has been set in motion. The result has been decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He controls everything and he pre-planned everything, and this is the way it's supposed to be. And the Ishtadlus are just the opportunities that he gives us to fulfill that which was already decreed for us. And we look at things that way, and we see that it's all about him. Even the Ishtadlus that we do, the Ishtadlus is only doing it because he gives us a means to bring about, or to maybe hide behind, I would say, make it look like it's more teva. Well, you do Ishtadlus, you get your thing, but that's not what it is. The Ishtadlus isn't bringing it. It's Hashem is decreeing, and we just do what we do as part of the opportunity that he has given us to fulfill the decree. So I think that we have to really start looking, we have to start, I mean, hopefully we've been working on that for a long time, but we have to really continue looking at it as it's really Hashem's problem. When we have bitochen, we've cast it onto him, and we no longer have the problem. And everything that we do is really just a means of that he's provided for us to bring about that which he has been gozer. So it's all about him. It's his gzeira, it's his accomplishment, and it's his problem. When we realize that it's his problem, then that enables and helps this gzeira that he made to be fulfilled. And if we look at life that way, there's a whole different menuchas hanefesh, because what am I worried about? I don't have a problem. And what am I worried about? Hashem as the gzeira. It's all there. I have to go through the motions, but I'm going through the motions. It isn't about my ishtadlus. So if I didn't do the best ishtadlus, if I didn't choose the best ishtadlus, it doesn't matter, because it's all b'gzeiras kel elyon. And when we look at life that way, I think it's a formula for such an enhanced and a deepened bitochen in Hashem, and can enhance our quality of life and can generate the great zchus that we should be able to be zeicher sheyemali Hashem kol mishalis libeinu l'toyv. Good night and cold.